happy with the progress you've made picking up this defense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that the progress has been key to me going out there playing fast, being a player that they brought in to play. So I think that the main thing for me was to get the defense. It wasn't a skill set or a talent thing. It was just getting the defense and being comfortable in the role that they wanted me to play. And I've been grasping that, man, and I've been doing a great job so far, understanding it mentally, which allowed me to go out there and play fast.
How much you had to learn a couple defenses at your previous stop. How much has that helped picking this up, that you know what it's going to take?
I think it's major because for the simple fact that I played in four different defenses in my five-year career. So, you know, once you get to certain defenses, each defense, you know, it's a copycat league at the end of the day. So, you know, it might be a couple of defenses that's grouped from one defense that I played in before. And, you know, I think that's been able to help me because, you know, like I said, I played in four different defenses. And, you know, just bits and pieces that I've been able to incorporate and, you know, kind of help me get past that learning curve to say, okay, I kind of noticed I played this 2 years ago in the Ray Horton defense or, you know, under Jimmy O'Neill defense and things like that. So I think that that's definitely been helping me out a lot.
Do you have a lot of freedom in this defense?
Well, absolutely. I think that they let me go back there and be in the middle of the field and play football. And that's one of the things that I pride myself on being able to do. Helping me being able to do what I want to do back there, I feel like I'm the best at that. So, you know, they've been allowing me to do that, but also play within the scheme. Like I said, man, there's 10 other guys out there with me. So, you know, whatever I can do to help those other 10 guys, and I'm going to feed off them just like they feed off of me, and it's going to be an exciting time.
You know, you've been here a very short amount of time, yet you're already getting the leader moniker from some of the coaches. Do you welcome that?
I mean, anytime when you pride yourself on being one of the best players that you possibly can be, you definitely invite that. At the same time, you definitely want to go out there and make sure that you exceed expectations. You know, I don't know what expectations they had on me besides bringing me in here saying, hey, we're going to bring you in here and let you do what you do. But my motto definitely been, you know, after a down season last year, just go out there and exceed expectations. You know, I think that a lot of people forgot. What type of player I could be, you know, and at the end of the day, just that type of league where it's a what have you done for me lately year league. So, no doubt about it, man. I know I'm the type of player. I feel like I'm one of the best, and, you know, when I'm healthy, I'm a short out there this year. So, like I said, man, it wasn't the shortest of confidence coming here. I'm just going out there doing what I do.
If they play Cyprian closer to the line of scrimmage, how does that take advantage of what you think he can do?
I've been impressed with Cyp, man, a whole lot, man. I think that the things that he can do closer to the line of scrimmage, man, is absolutely amazing. And, you know, I played with some of the better box safeties in the league, T.J. Ward, Dante Whitner. And, you know, I say if he's – once he get comfortable, he grasps it, man, he could be just as good as those guys. And, you know, those guys I look up to, those both of those guys like big brothers to me. So they know it's all love, man, but I respect Cyp game. And I think that he could be one of the better premier box safeties in the league once he hone in on his skills and be able to play. And he could play fast and be comfortable. I mean, I think that he could be one of the best box safeties in the league.
To you that you've been able to come in here, adapt quickly, and have guys talking about you, like that first impression. I know it's not the fall yet, but
right. Does
it mean something to you that, you know, sign the big deal, you've been able to come in here and make an impression?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the first impression is key, and that was one of the things that when I got here, like I said, man, I came from the bottom. You know, glory be to God for allowing me to come to this, you know, amazing city. And, you know, a great organization, man. And for me to come in here and let the coaches know that, hey, that was the right move. We paid this guy. You know, my job is to say, hey, man, we underpaid this guy. You know, and that's what I want to do, to go out there and say, hey, you know, because, you know, I definitely want to go out there and exceed expectations, like I said again. So having those great first impressions, man, I mean, definitely it's key. But at the same time, it don't stop here. Like I said, man, the real football starts when the shoulder pads get the clicking and clacking. If we sit here talking like this in December when I'm on my way to Orlando, then that's a good thing.
You get to see everything in front of you. You know, obviously you've been impressive so far. How's the rest of it look in front of you in terms of flying around?
Oh, man, it looks good. For the simple fact that one thing you'll notice, man, it's a lot of speed out there. You know, it's a lot of speed and guys out there playing fast. And that's one of the things that you look at it year in and year out, man. The teams that play fast, the fast defenses, those teams are the ones that's playing meaningful games in November, December, and potentially playing in January. So, you know, I think that's one of the things, man, that this is going to be aggressive, fast defense. And, you know, am I saying we're going to be perfect? No, but, you know, I think that we brought in some key players and key positions to be key parts to this team, man. And I think that when the ball is rolling, we know what the offense is going to do. And they've been nothing short of my expectations. I knew that they was going to be able to be the type of offense that I knew about coming in. But, you know, if we can continue to get better as a unit on defense, man, and all the pieces come together, I think this is going to be a great season.
Jalen's been around the last couple weeks. How engaged has he been in the meetings and picking things up?
Oh, man, I would say, you know, for a rookie, I think that he definitely got a smooth grasp on a lot of things, and I respect it. You know, he's one of the first people that the coaches call, you know, because he's not out there. So you want to make sure he's engaged mentally. And, you know, I mean, everything that they've ever asked of him, man, it's just like he's sharp. He's on top of it. And we all know that he got the skill set. You know, we all know that he got the talent on field. And, you know, that minor injury, I don't think it'll be a setback at all. So, you know, to see him progress in the classroom, I mean, it's amazing. I'm excited to get him out there, man. I'm excited to truly get out there and play with him. And like I said, he's just another key component that we don't have out there. So it's going to be amazing when he comes back.
Prince has started practicing. He's a veteran guy. What kind of wisdom can he provide everybody?
Besides him not having no swag at all, Prince is a good player, man. Prince is a really good player, man. That's one of the things that, you know, he's a technician. And you look at that, man, and that's the kind of cornerback that I want when I'm in the middle of the field. I want a cornerback like Prince. You know, he's an old-school football player. And you got to respect that. You know, he going to bring everything. He's physical. He can run. He can play press. You know, he can do everything that you want in a cornerback, man. And like I said, that's a good problem to have when you got that many cornerbacks that you're like, hey, we got to get y'all on the field somehow, some way. You still got to throw in guys like AC and all those guys, man. He's been super impressive to me, man. I love his game. House, and, you know, I think that that's a good problem to have when you got them type of cornerbacks.
Why has Colvin been impressive?
I mean, just his understanding of the game. I think that, you know, his competitive. I don't think that I've ever met somebody who's that competitive, man, and I love his competitiveness. He was one of the people that the coaches talked to me when I first got here about. I said, hey, man, this guy Colvin, man, you want to reach out to him, you know, kind of talk to him. He's a competitive guy. And, you know, he's been nothing short of, you know, he's exceeded my expectations. I'm not going to lie. I think that he's a great player for sure.
Got to ask if you're going to say he doesn't have any swag. Why?
What's Prince?
Wrong? Yeah.
I mean, y'all see him out there. Prince ain't, he ain't got the he don't have swag yet, but that's my job to get him. I got to get him up to speed. By September, he gonna be fresh out there. Mark my words, man. If he not, then I'll take the fine for that.